Hi, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and this is your Golden Memories Piano Requests show. And it's nice to be with you again. We promised you last week that we would be celebrating St. Patrick's Day today. Hope you had a good St. Patrick's Day. We're a little late, but all those songs are still good and happy, and it's good to remember those old Irish songs. We had a nice show last week with Joanne Stevens, and we sang a bunch of trios and duets and just had a great time. So there's even talk of maybe she may sponsor a show in a month or so, I forget when, and celebrate her mom's birthday. And so we'll see what happens. I'm here in my studio with my co-host, Janice, who happens to be my wife. Yay, yay, yay.
Hello, everyone.
There she is. And we have another guest, a quadruped, very small. And he's running around the studio. We couldn't keep him hushed in the kitchen this time. So we have our little shadow running around here, our little chihuahua. Yeah. So
he's the baby for the moment.
Yes, he definitely is the baby.
He is gorgeous.
We're soon going to have another little baby, aren't we? Keep him company.
Yes, we're having, actually, it will be his brother. It's the same mother and father.
All right, cool.
So Shadow's 9 months, and the puppy is, this Friday will be 4 weeks, so we'll get him next weekend. Shadow's been a little lonely since we gave up the bigger dog.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, but we'll all be right again.
Yeah. So, well, we're happy to sing some nice feisty songs. We're going to start out with the Carry Dance. Just going to play the piano just to get us rolling here.
Was darling.
The Carry Dancing.
I want to be dancing across the room.
Really? That kind of brings back memories from college days. A lot of the sopranos were singing the Carry Dance way back when. Well, a well-known Irish song from pop literature is Peg of My Heart, and I still get requests for this when I go out and play every once in a while. And I think one of the nice things I can do for you is to go the second mile and dig out the verses that are seldom heard. And that's the case with this one. Many of the songs we'll be doing today, I listened, dug out the verses from various sources. And so here's Peg of My Heart. I love her, yes I do. Although her heart is far away, I hope to make her mine someday. Every beautiful rose, every violet that knows, I love her fond and true. And her heart fondly sighs as I sing to her eyes of blue, sweet eyes of blue, my darling. Peg of my heart, I love you, don't let us part. I love you, I always knew it would be you. Since I heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after, peg of my heart. Your glances make my heart say, how's chances, come be my own, come make your home in my heart.
I don't think I knew that song.
Really?
I don't think I've heard it.
Amazing.
My first time.
Do you have any Irish blood in you, honey?
Yep.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. It's we have French, Irish, and Cherokee Indian. And there's several Indians. I don't know them all. Mm-hmm. But Cherokee is the dominant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you seem more like an Indian than an Irish. Well, actually, no. I mean, you've got the ire of the Irish.
Now, don't paint a picture.
And the, what shall I say?
The Indian Mystique?
Yeah, there's something, the Indian Mystique. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got, you know, I think that dream catcher above the bed does, it might help you a little bit. You've got these awesome dreams. Mm-hmm. We have fun discussing.
Like the dreams go way back from my grandmother.
Is that right? She was a dreamer.
She's a dreamer.
Wow.
I'm a dreamer. My niece, Audra. Eric, they have some pretty profound dreams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's I think it's in the family.
Yeah, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. Let's sing together.
Okay.
How about this little lullaby, Tura Lura Lura. Over in Killarney, many years ago, me mother sang a song to me, in tones so sweet and low, just a simple Irish ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song for me today. Tura lura lura, tura lura lura. Now don't you cry. Tura lura lura, tura lura lie, tura lura lura. That's an Irish lullaby. Oft in dreams I wander to that cot again, I feel her arms a-hugging me as when she held me then. And I hear her voice a-humming as in days of yore, when she would rock me fast asleep outside the cabin door. Don't you cry. Tura lura lura, tura lura lura, tura lura lura. Yay.
It's a nice one. I've been difficult to keep in track of what I'm doing. My precious little puppy here is trying to get my pencil. I'm writing down. He's trying to get the pencil. Yeah. He has this funny little way of trying to get your attention. He takes his back paws and scratches the carpet to make noise, and then he'll turn sideways and then start make this cute little, not a growl, but it's just different.
Oh,
so
yeah, he's very insistent.
Oh, he is. He's So it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to turn out. Yeah,
well, let's play him a little dance. Maybe he'll get.
Maybe he'll dance for it. All right, go
here's,
for it.
Here's Morrison's jig.
Okay. There you go. Let's dance.
Enjoy that shadow. I hope so. All right. We want to remind you to, first of all, call in your requests and any way that you can get a hold of me.
Yeah, tell them about the new added way that they can put in their request.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks to, if you go to my show page, you'll see a very easy way to contact me with your request. Doug was nice enough to make a big icon. You can't miss it. A big mouse. So you
not
just...
a real mouse, though, honey.
No, not a, I mean, symbolizing the clicking mouse. Yes, of course. Click the mouse with your mouse, and you'll be prompted to just leave a song title. You don't have to get fancy. You don't have to tell me your life story. Although I do want to hear your life story, you know, if we play a song that touches you in a special way, please tell us about it.
Yeah.
What was that nice comment someone shared with us?
On the feedback?
Yeah, yeah.
The feedback is really nice. This one, one was weird that they loved our show, that it reminded them of the old variety shows with, you know, comfortable songs and stuff. They really felt good about it, and then they said they were clapping the whole time. I wish they could send it to us. I wish you could too.
that's
nice.
Yeah, so yeah, you make sure, and then if you'd like to sponsor an entire show, it's only $50. We'll do all the requests you want. We'll dedicate something to a family member. We'll celebrate their birthday. We'll celebrate their memory, you know. Whatever you want to do. You can even be a co-sponsor if you want to just send a partial. Whatever you would like with a request, cool. We'll mention whatever you'd like us to mention. So we just want to make this easy. We want to make it fun. We want to be your cyber piano bar in a way. And we want you to call in. Even if you don't want to sponsor, just leave us a message and say, yay. Because we're thinking about possibly going live again this summer when we're not so busy, so we can be real perky at 10 o'clock at night and answer your phone requests and just have some fun talking to some people. So, but anyway, we've got, we didn't talk about St. Patrick yet.
We've been doing songs. Was Monday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, St. Patrick was, of course, he was a celebrated priest. He was a bishop at one point, but he was actually born in Great Britain. Uh-huh. And he was kidnapped at a young age.
He
was kidnapped. Yeah, he was kidnapped.
And then they drag him to Ireland. Why did they do that?
I don't know. None of the stories got into it. He was from an aristocratic family, so who knows? Maybe they were trying to squeeze some money out of the family.
Yeah, that's possible.
But he went, and he was there. And he worked as, you know, a servant for many years, but he managed to find his way to the coast and convince the captain to stow him away, and so he.
What a story!
Yeah. He went back, and but during the time when he was working, I think it was a shepherd, yeah, and he had all that time alone, and it was during that time he had his first visions, mm-hmm. and. Supposedly from God, mm-hmm. to dedicate his life to service to him. Mm-hmm. So that's where it all started. And he went back and studied and went back to Britain and studied and ultimately went back to Ireland and ministered. So lots of folklore surrounding St. Patrick.
Right.
One of them is that he chased all the snakes out of Ireland. You know that, but you can see how big the story is.
He'd be a fan of mine.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you some some advice with that snake phobia you've got.
I think a lot of people have a snake phobia. Yeah, they're not my friends. And was also to note that the shamrock, people think that brings them good luck, but the shamrock is it is the three-shaped, and it represents the Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could say that's good luck if you want to, but it's not like it holds any special like good luck for what people are thinking. And then also we got the leprechaun and the pot of gold from all of that.
Right.
And it was only then in the 17th century that they celebrated St. Patrick as a Christian feast, and that was when Christianity was brought to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, we had a priest that we loved many years ago, Father Dyer.
Mm-hmm. I love Father Dyer.
He was a lovely Irishman, mm-hmm. and
he's a lovely man.
Yeah. I think on his birthday we sang him this song. I believe. If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, and maybe at the closing of the day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clladham, and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the woman in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside the turf fire in a cabin, and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. And if there is going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I am sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. Galway Bay. And by the way, a gossoon is not a goose. It's a servant boy.
Oh.
Yes. And it's kind of a variation on, you've probably heard the word garçon, a French word which means waiter, waiter, garçon, garçon. We use it in Greek too.
Is it the same word in Greek?
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, yeah. It means waiter.
Waiter,
you know.
Waiter.
Yeah. So you can see the relationship to that. We're talking about St. Patrick's and St. Patrick and having visions and so forth and changing your direction in life. Not many people have spontaneous spiritual awakenings. Mm-hmm. And I spent most of my life trying to figure out what happened to my dad. He was one of those lucky ones. You know, he had a very intense mystical awakening. Mm-hmm. And with visions and all kinds of things. And that's what prompted me to go throughout the world literature and discover some kind of common thread in mystical experience. And I was pretty well satisfied with my study of the spiritual traditions of India, Tibet, and China. And did a pretty intense study on the raising of the Kundalini and all that stuff, and did a lot of meditation myself. And one of our very famous entertainers we grew up with, Cat Stevens, must have had something similar happen to him. And he went off to a monastery. And in fact, I did a search on him last night. I forget his name now. It sort of reflects his tradition, whatever he went into now. But anyway, oddly enough, I wanted to talk about that a little bit, about late life awakenings, and then I wanted to sing his song, Morning is Broken. We sing this in church every so often, and oddly enough, the melody of Morning is Broken is a Gaelic melody, and so I thought that was kind of a nice tie-in, but I love this melody, and we sing it, and I even put in Cat Stevens' original little interludes and, those little doodads he put in, even when I play it in church, and it's kind of nice. So, Morning is Broken. First morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from. Sunlit from heaven, like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. The sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, even so plain. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation, of the new day. Did we talk about that marvelous series we discovered on the Netflix the other week? We talked about that?
Which one?
Well, the one where it talked about Yosemite.
Aerial America.
Aerial America.
It is totally awesome. It has different states, and it does an overview from an airplane, and it tells you, well, it's just history.
Yeah.
It was just so totally wonderful.
Was that the same show that talked about the man that was John Muir.
M-U-I-R.
Tell me a little bit about
that. He was a Scottish man that came over from Scotland, and his life goal was to preserve the national parks.
I see.
Uh-huh. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have what we have right now.
He had like a holy relationship with nature, didn't he?
He did. He would go out and in the storms and go on tops of trees, and the storms beat down, just so he would know how the trees would feel.
Oh my goodness!
And sit on rocks and talk to the rocks and the flowers and the bees, and just sit. Sometimes he was a botanist.
I see.
And he had several degrees, but botanist was one of them. And he would just commune with trees and flowers, and sometimes he would sit for hours just to listen to what they have to say to him. Hmm. He was a very unusual man.
I see.
Yeah. And he loved God. I mean, he tied it all in to God's nature, you know, that to have a relationship with God is to have a relationship with nature. Like when you're on the mountain, you know, there's just something definitely holy.
Well, that's the way my brother, Johnny, is.
Mm-hmm.
He loves
nature.
He loves to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he sits down and an owl will come and sit next to him. I mean, he's just...
Wow.
And he loves to talk to... He loves horses.
Yes.
He's like the...
John's a wonderful man. He has a lot to to give. He does. And then my son, who... he doesn't. He's a big guy, you know, and he's pretty self-sufficient, but he's got a very tender heart. And he spent a little time with Johnny, and he said he is one person that I would love to be able to be near and to learn from. And my son doesn't say that about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny has left a mark on CW just in the little bit of time that he got to know him.
Oh, yeah.
So I wish CW could have more time with Johnny.
Yeah, we've had some great... We've had some great discussions together. Well, so we take our national parks for granted. And, you know, I have never been there. Janice, we've got to go to a national park.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't want to go to California, honey. Honestly, I'm afraid I'll fall off in the ocean. You know, the San Andreas Fault, that's for real. That stuff's real.
No, it'll never happen.
Yeah, right.
No, because...
I can look at that. I got such a pleasure, and it touched my heart in such a way to know the story of John Muir and to see it on TV. I don't have to go look at it.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, one of these days I want to go see Deborah and Doug and Tom and thank them for all their...
I know, honey, but we'd have to fly, I'm a-thinking. Don't want to do it.
You're a-thinking.
I'm a-thinking. I don't want to go flying. I want to keep my feet on the ground. The car's all I'm doing.
Well, here's a song dedicated to the beauty of Ireland, and I understand it's just awesome. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell out from the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure, it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. It's the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver just to make its lakes so grand. And when they had it finished, sure, they called it Ireland.
Oh, honey, that's too short. Oh. It's darling.
All right, well, let's sing it again.
Sing it again. I mean, that's just...
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure, it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust, just to make the shamrocks glow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver, just to make its lakes so grand. And when they had it finished, sure, they called it Ireland.
Oh, that is just lovely.
Thank you, honey.
Golly.
I was charmed a couple of years ago with the melody of the Irish Washerwoman, and I wrote my youth choir a Christian song, and the theme of it is doing unto others as you would have others do unto you, and they still like to sing it once in a while. They all chuckle when they get to the words. They just can't, did you actually write the words to that song? The next question is, where are we going to sing that song, Mr. Dallas? But there's only a verse or two that's a little bit on the wild side, but you'll see what I mean. Here we go. I say, do unto others as you would have others to do unto you. And it's perfectly true that the way to contentment is perfectly clear. So just open your heart, put away every fear. Lord, you are pointing the way. We will follow you happily day after day. Faithful to Jesus we'll be, 'cause it's good as your money ever will be. Get away from the noise and distraction that follows you round like a shadow that's keeping you bound, 'cause your heart wants to whisper a secret to you. So just sit and be quiet a minute or two. To return good for evil is what the Lord shows. It's a genuine pain, but you know how it goes. That the sure as you're sitting, the guy you've just bitten will sneak up behind you and flatten your nose. Lord, you are pointing the way. We will follow you happily day after day. Faithful to Jesus we'll be, 'cause it's good as your money ever will be. If you honor the Lord in your everyday life, you will reap a reward that will pop out your eyes. It may come from a beggar or drop from the sky, but whatever it is, it will be a surprise. Lord, you are pointing the way. We will follow you happily day after day. Faithful to Jesus we'll be, 'cause as good as your money ever will be.
I can see why kids would like that. That's hysterical.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the words.
You ought to see me trying to explain, the concept of turn the other cheek.
Flatten the nose.
Yeah. The guy you've just bitten, he'll sneak up behind you and flatten your nose.
Oh, my God. Did you actually sing that in church?
Nope. Haven't had the courage to do that
yet.
Oh, yeah,
no. Yeah. It's darling, though.
We'll figure out something. The last verse talks about, I don't know how you and I got into the discussion of reciprocation and karma and all that business today, but the last verse talks about don't expect your, you might do good to somebody, but don't be real disappointed if that person doesn't do good to you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like God has his way of returning good to you. So, no matter where it is you do good, somewhere along the way it'll come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's as good as your money ever will be. I had to explain the title, too. What do you think that means, children?
Mm-hmm. You're a good teacher. They love you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
Well, let's sing My Wild Irish Rose.
Okay, I guess we could do that.
Listening to the recording of the three tenors today. I can't remember the man who sang this as a solo. His first name was like Ron. Oh, I'm sorry, I've forgotten it. Just offhand here. It starts with a lovely verse. If you listen, I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Yet it dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each hold aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we met, faith has known no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's bright a star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare to my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
That's a pretty one.
Yeah. Well, just to beef up the tempo here a little bit, here's St. Anne's Reel. Thank you.
That's cool, honey. Yeah. So where did that come from?
I dug it off the internet years ago.
Boy, I'd like to know.
And I started to learn it on my violin.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I bet that would have been pretty.
Yeah, hard, too.
It's hard, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to play the violin for him sometime.
One of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, we have... Oh, we were counting on doing Danny Boy. How can you do St. Patrick's Day without Danny
Boy?
You
can't.
No.
You can't.
Didn't I sing this at the graveside for Danny?
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
With my accordion.
Mm-hmm. It was really sweet. Miss Danny.
Danny Rossetti.
Yeah. He was a wonderful man, lovely man.
I'm going to say hello to Danny over on the other side. How you doing, Danny? I miss you. I do. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roads is falling. Tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, I love you so. And if you come when all the flowers are dying, I am dead, and dead I well may be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and all my graves will warmer, sweeter be. And you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to. There it is, the Londonderry air. And we also do a gospel song by Dottie Rambo to that
tune.
Melody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Well, before we lose all of our time today, I'd like to pay a little tribute to Enya. And her Celtic music is just beyond belief. She was my first exposure to Celtic music, actually. And I should just play a recording of her doing it, really, but here's a lovely song called China Roses. China Roses. The words are really awesome. Who can tell me if we have heaven? Who can say the way it should be? Moonlight, holly, the Sappho comet, angels, tears below a tree. You can talk of the break of morning as you view the new aurora, cloud and crimson, the key of heaven. One love carved in Akahu. Marvelous, marvelous words. All right. Well, we're going to sing the only song that you probably can't believe we haven't sung yet.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
When Irish eyes are smiling. And then we're going to end with the Irish blessing, which we actually ended last week's show with. Yeah. It's kind of a prelude to today's program. There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and all other times smile, and now smile, a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Everybody.
Sure it's like a morn in spring.
Yeah.
Sing it now in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing. Sing with us now.
When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your hearts away.
Music steal your heart away and carry you away on the wings of song into dreamland, and may your dreams be sweet and revealing.
Yes.
Yes. Have a beatific vision. Mm-hmm. Wow. How cool would that be?
Yep.
All right. Well, we leave you with the Irish blessing. Famous text, may the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind be always with you.
May the road rise up to meet you, may the wind be always with you, may the sun shine on you always, till we meet again.
May the rain fall softly on you, may the hand of God uphold you,
may the road rise up to meet you, may the wind be always with you, may the sun shine warm you always, till we meet again.
Well, we love you all out there, even though we haven't met yet. Hope to see you again. Janice, it's so nice to be with you again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Shadow, you were a pretty good dog.
He was pretty good. I'm shocked.
I am shocked. Let me say a little prayer for him. He's having surgery tomorrow.
Yes, he is. Yeah. We're going to have him fixed.
Poor little guy.
I know. It's hurt me to think about it. I know. Say a prayer that he comes through okay.
Oh, I know. Animals are important in the kingdom of God, too.
I know. Well, they sure grab your heart.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. I love him. It's scary how much I love that little dog.
I know.
Okay, darling. Have a nice night. I'll see you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.